following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our series about the most important, and we're going to begin again in Colossians chapter 1. And I'd encourage you, if you can, go grab a Bible, sit down with us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, but especially I'd like for you to click on the link that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you'll write to us, we will send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, you can do it through the website where it says Contact Us. Send us an address where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these are just little notebook that you can put in your coat pocket or shirt pocket. Easily fits into a purse or Bible case or something like that, and we'd love to get one to you. So you can request that through the website. You can also email me directly at ConsiderHisWordRadio@gmail.com. Again, ConsiderHisWordRadio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can just write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I do want to mention this, that at the website, again, considerhisword.org, you can click on the link that says radio programs, and there you can get the first parts of this message. This is a third part of a message we started a couple of weeks ago about the most important, and you can access those at the website as well. So let's get to the Scripture. Colossians 1, let's begin reading at verse 12. Paul wrote to the church at Colossae, this is Colossians 1, 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, they're on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, he might have the preeminence, or please the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, that in him should have, that he might have the preeminence. To have the preeminence means to be in the first place in rank, highest rank that there is, first place in importance. And there are several things that the Bible tells us that I believe are the most important things that we need in our life. Every Christian, every believer, these should be most important to them. Now, we've taken a couple of weeks to talk about the first one, and that was the great commandment. Now, I just want to touch on it a little bit, just as a refresher. So we go back to Matthew 22. I'm going to pick it up there. Now, remember that we read that passage before in Deuteronomy 6:5, and it's quoted here. Okay, in Matthew 22, a lawyer came and asked Jesus a question. Now, the Pharisees, the Bible says that they saw that the Pharisees had been put to silence. They gathered together to come around Jesus. I'm going to begin reading in verse 34. It says, when the Pharisees had heard that he had been put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him or testing him and saying, Master, which is a great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. This is the first and great commandment. Now, this was the first thing we talked about, was the great commandment that we love God first. I'm going to read it again. He asked him, he said, which is a great commandment in the law? Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second then, Jesus went on to say, the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So we began with this, that the most important thing is the great commandment. Jesus called it the great commandment. He said that we should first of all love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. And secondly, he said the second's likened to it, that you love your neighbor as yourself. As we mentioned before, it boils down to this, love God, love people. Now, the second thing that I believe is also important, that it should be most important in our lives, and that is the Great Commission. This is also found in Matthew. In fact, these are some of the last words that Jesus would say to his disciples before he ascended to heaven. This is Matthew 28. I'm going to read verse 18 and through 20. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Matthew ends with those words. So there were a couple of things here. First of all, Jesus said, go and teach all nations. That means to go and make disciples. Go and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and how they can follow him and how they can have eternal life in him. It's so important that we go and tell. This is the Great Commission. And how many times have we failed in telling people, even in our own family? There is a phenomena that I see in many churches as I travel around where there are grandmothers and grandpas who are in the church, believers, and somehow they were not able to communicate the gospel to their children. And so now they bring their grandchildren to church. Now, that's a good thing that they're bringing their grandchildren, but what happened to the children? We need to communicate the gospel to our very own family. It starts at home to go and make disciples. But he said, go into all the world. He tells us in Acts 1:8 exactly, kind of a pattern or kind of a formula, I believe, that we can follow. And again, these are some of the last words that Jesus had been spoken to his disciples just before he ascended. In Acts 1:8, he said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, maybe you kind of stumble where it says to go, but here he says to be witnesses. Starts at home at Jerusalem, Samaria. I believe Samaria represents other cultures and other people groups near you. Judea would be like your nation and to the uttermost parts of the earth. This means we should go and tell people about Jesus, how they can be saved. Now, certainly we send out missionaries, and I think that's important. God has gifted some people with being evangelists. But you see, the Great Commission is for all of us. And this should be so important. In fact, I'll tell you what, this is one of the main reasons we have this radio broadcast, is to tell people about Jesus, to tell people how they can be saved by trusting in him, by putting their faith in him. But you see, the preaching of the gospel and the making of disciples, that's just part of it. You see, he also went on and said that we should baptize them, baptizing them. This is where baptism becomes an ordinance of the church. Jesus said, you do this. I believe when the correct scriptural baptism is to have the right candidate, someone who is born again. You don't get saved by being baptized. Baptism is just following the Lord and following being obedient to him. Many have called it the first step of obedience, just obeying the Lord and being baptized. But you see, the baptism responsibility are, I believe, to the church, to go and win them, to baptize them. You baptize the right candidate, someone who is born again, someone who has trusted Christ as your Savior. I believe it ought to be under the right authority, and that is under the local church. I don't believe that it's right to just go out and take somebody in their swimming pool and baptize them all by yourself. I believe that it ought to be under the authority of the local church. Also, I believe that it should be in the right method, and that's by immersion, where we take a person and place them under the water, immerse them, if you would, in the water to represent the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. Only immersion illustrates that. Sprinkling does not do that. Pouring does not do that. Splashing water on somebody doesn't do that. Only by immersion does it represent the physical death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he also tells us to teach them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That, my friend, is discipleship. To teach them what Jesus said. To go through and teach them the things that Jesus taught. And to teach what Jesus did and how he lived. Teach people how to follow him. Matthew 16:24, Jesus said to his disciples, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. We teach them to follow Jesus. Now, I believe we got to be a good example of that, and that's hard to do. And then to learn of him, not just learn about him, but learn of him. By that I mean to learn how Jesus acted, how he treated people, how he thought, how he led, all of those things. Again, Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. And so we teach people how to learn of Jesus. We teach them what is called the disciplines of the Christian faith. That's Bible reading, prayer, soul winning, faithful attendance in a local assembly. And so we teach. The Great Commission is so important, and I believe this is one of the places where many, many, not only people, but many, many churches have failed. The Great Commission, so important. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.